views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we are dedicating the hour to angel readings. We call it the Angel Reading Power Hour, and we do this occasionally. So we want to get those messages to you. This has been a big year already, and we're just in the middle of February, and it's actually got me so intrigued how the energies are playing out. We are going to do great this year, but we also want to be able to handle the changes that are coming, the inevitable changes that are happening to us in our lives that we're feeling without being overwhelmed. For me, I can't imagine going a day without a connection with the divine and the angels that are there to support us. So, you know, those days that you really feel like it, nothing's working out, or you don't know if you're going to be okay with this, they can lift you in such a way that I've never seen anybody else do. And that's a beautiful thing. It's why I love working with them so much. It's one of my favorite things to do, is just connect and listen to their gentle guidance, their uplifting messages. Right when you need it the most, they'll just come through with something and pick you right back up. And they've done that with me my whole life. And I'm just like anybody else. You know, you'll second guess yourself sometimes, or when you're going through a change, you're just not quite sure, you know, and you start overanalyzing. I mean, this is something that people do. I mean, this is part of our human nature. We have this curiosity about us that we want to know every little thing. Well, I do anyway. And some people more than others, but when you become overwhelmed by that process, now we're locking ourselves up and we're not moving anywhere and we're stressing ourselves out. So that's why I want to do this today. Now, if you want to call in, we're doing the angel intuitive angel mini reads. We want to keep it to one question so we have time to get to as many as we can. The number is 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question and would like some guidance from your angels. I also have a few of the questions that came in by email. We always offer that. You can send questions to me at radio@jenroyster.com. If you live in a part of the world where you listen to the podcast later, I'll answer them on the air. So I have a couple of those to share as well. We had some messages come in for that. You know, this is it's just a big month. The energies are so, they're just taking us into the depth of who we really are, whether you want to go or not, whether you want to go there or not, you're just feeling that. And, you know, I found it intriguing. Like last week, we did soul healthy relationships, and I'm going to be speaking on that next Tuesday in a free online class. So be sure to go and join me over there. That's going to be a live online classroom, video, audio, however you want to connect. You can connect on your computer, you can call in, but you'll be able to ask questions. We'll have a Q&A. But we touched on that topic last week because that is one of the biggest things that I'm seeing happening with people is what's happening with their relationships. So I feel very blessed and I'm very excited. I was asked to be a presenter at this symposium. It's one of the largest that they're calling it the largest love, dating, and relationship symposium in history. That's what they're calling it. I went, whoa. So there's about 65 of us presenting different classes in this relationship topic, but I'm focusing on a spiritual, soul healthy relationship. I just feel like that's what I want. And most people that are following this type of show, that's more of what you want. But please do, you can go over and register for free. I've put the links up on the Transformation Talk Radio website. They're right in the little giveaway box. I have it on my website on the front page, top right corner at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We'll be going in depth a lot about the things that people are feeling with the relationships and what's happening with that. It's very emotional time if you are leaving a relationship or you just feel like you want to attract in what matches your frequency more now. You know, maybe you've done a lot of soul growth and you want to align with that. I mean, it's natural to feel that way. Absolutely. And you may have a question about that today. So please feel free to call in with that. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, one of the things, now, I always take the individual questions, but I also receive a lot of information for all of us. I always do that. I mean, I'm always checking on that because there's something, you know, if you're leading me, spirit, angels, if you're leading me to do a topic like this on the show, what is it that you want me to say? I always ask that. And one of the biggest things that came through for this is being okay with the unknown. I know that's a general statement and everybody's probably going, yeah, everything feels unknown right now. Nothing feels familiar. Nothing. And that's the point. It's being okay with nothing feeling familiar. And that right there is the core to a lot of the stress that people are feeling in some of these situations. I asked Michael, Archangel Michael, about that. And I said, Michael, what can help us to just feel like we're going to make it through this? You know, like, you know, how can we, you know, handle this, you know, without it just tearing us apart? And it doesn't have to tear you apart, but you know, our emotions, we're struggling with the control of how it might be going, or we don't know. We want it to go a certain way and it might not be going that way. And Michael is really coming through on that one. And he just says, take a deep breath and know I am with you. Your guardian angel is with you, and they will, you know, all you need to do is lean into that, like lean into your guardian angel. I loved that. I went, ooh, lean into my guardian angel. I really like that. Your guardian angel is with you always, always, like within your own energy field. You are never without your guardian angel, and Michael oversees all of the guardian angels, and he said, lean in to your guardian angel. Trust. And, you know, of course we can say that all day long, but when it comes down to it, we're like, trust, this is so hard. You might be feeling discouraged. You might be feeling like, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just going to go for it anyway. And you get yourself pumped up and you do it. And maybe it's okay, but not okay. And that's where you don't want to give up. You want to pick yourself up and you want to go, all right, okay. This part of it worked. There's a couple of things I could tweak. Let me get up and try again. Brush yourself off and try again. What I love about Michael, when you really need that encouragement, is that he can pick you up and make you feel, it's, to me, it's miraculous how he can just lift you and let you know you can do this. I mean, it's a very positive energy that comes through. And I'm a very sensitive person. I've always been, you know, people that have known me all my whole life, they know that I can be that way. And that's part of being a healer. I mean, obviously, I guess a wounded healer, you feel, you know, you feel it. You embrace you know, and you have that sensation of what someone else might be going through, and it can be very overwhelming for a lot of the people that are in the work of a healer or healthcare or there to support in you know, people's lives. You can feel worn out and exhausted by what's going on with everybody else. And Michael reminds me all the time, bring it back to you right now, because you're no good. You're not going to help anybody if you're just exhausted. So, and he's right. And, you know, you always feel like you need to do. And I know that you're trying to make a mark in a new direction. And one of the tips that he gave me to share with everyone was, you're not going to know all of the answers. That's the one thing. But also, you're going to, you know, take this one day at a time, reevaluate your plan. You'll tweak it a little bit. Don't hesitate to reevaluate it several times if you need to. That's different from second guessing. So I want to leave you with that thought. And we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with the Angel Reading Power Hour. The whole hour is all about the messages from the angels for you, for everyone, to keep us lifted and encouragement while we're going through such a great shift in humanity. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and welcome if you are just joining us. Our topic today is we are delivering angel messages, intuitive angel readings. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I have a couple of email questions that I'm going to be sharing that they're asking for an angel reading as well. And I do have some of the information that is for everyone. And one of the things that's for all of us is, and I want to mention this, this is so important. Now, we're going through a lot of energetic shift and transition. I know you're reading about that everywhere. If you follow metaphysical topics, then you've seen it. Yes, it's not going away. This is a big year. I mean, this is a big year for spiritual growth. And so it will take you deep. You'll feel like you're going deeper, 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 and you want to get out because it's like, oh, that's a little deep for me. I'm not used to it in there. It'll be a little harder to avoid. That's nothing to be afraid of. It's going to be the best thing ever. May not feel like it when you first are experiencing that, but you really will find that that's going to be the best thing ever that could have ever happened. Now, a lot of people are expressing and they're sharing about their sadness to me and that they're feeling like old issues are popping up again, all over again. Now, why is that happening? So I asked the angels about that. And honestly, I have felt some crazy shifts in the last week. Oh my goodness. I mean, and you know, your physical body will sometimes respond with, you know, tingling, or you actually feel that energy moving through. If you're feeling any kind of strange things that are not explained and you know you're just fine health-wise, don't overthink that, because it just is your body feeling the energies processing our cells. I mean, all of our cells are going through an upgrade. Everything is going through an upgrade. Your physical body has been going through that now. But now on the emotional and mental bodies, the other bodies that we have, they're going through upgrades. I mean, beliefs are changing. That's upgrading, really. Your beliefs and whatever you held true, you're finding you can't hold water with that anymore. Everything you thought was is just falling through. And it's falling through because we're leaving a dimension and we're ascending to another dimension that holds more love, holds a higher frequency. And in order to resonate and align with that higher frequency, we have to raise our frequency as well. So that's why it feels that way. So, I mean, your body is purging all of these lower frequencies and the toxicities. That's what's happening. So, you know, one of the biggest things that can feel so frustrating is, why is all this old stuff coming up? Why am I feeling that? Because it's an energy being pushed to the surface. It's an emotion being pushed to the surface so it can be released. And it feels a little more intense than it has in previous years. And it comes in waves and cycles as another flux of that energy comes through. So sometimes it feels bigger than, and I've noticed with the moon cycles, good grief, it's just going up and down like the waves, the ebb and flow, and it really is happening. So that's one of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention, because we are going into very new territory. Now with that, let's bring on a caller. It looks like we have a caller. Brian?
Oh, yes, indeedy. We have Shadonna from Virginia Beach, and welcome to the program, my friend.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Shadonna. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm in a giddy mood.
Are you?
Yes, I'm fantabulous. How are you? So what's going on?
Great. I kind of feel like I don't know how to word my question, because, you know, me, I'm always all over the place. So I was just wondering if anything particular came up, if any messages came up for you for me.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to, and that might be why I feel like I don't even know how to speak.
I'm
in the energy field right now, so it's feeling like it feels like I'm at the center of a very busy intersection, and there's all these different routes to take, and I'm just telling you what it feels like in there. Bear with me. I feel like I'm turned around, like disoriented. Like I'm not quite sure which way to go. And I know that sounds really general, but is that a sensation or a feeling that you've been having? Or do you feel spacey or something?
I always feel like all the time. And then when I feel like I finally got it, it's like, nope. I'm right back to maybe no.
Well, it feels almost like you're having to work a little harder in keeping grounded.
Okay.
Like like spaciness. Like, wait, did I forget my keys? Wait, where did I put this? Yeah. Like, it feels like you're mentally disorganized. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I feel like I just have so much on my plate, and sometimes I don't know what to start with, what to prioritize, and I just get overwhelmed sometimes and just zone out. Like,
Right. No, I hear that. Okay. Well, I'm asking the angels to see what we've got for you. And what I was receiving was immediately from Michael. I mean, Michael's your go-to with that kind of mental disorganization. And it happens. I was feeling like that about 3 or 4 days ago. And I was like, what in the world is going on? Just stop for a minute and put your feet back on the ground. I felt like I was literally off the ground. Now, no, not levitating, but mentally. Can you imagine? I'm floating around and I don't even have a segue. So what I'm saying is Michael's saying you need to stop. It's like you're trying to jump through all the hoops at the same time. Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
It's like you're actually trying to appease all the hoops. All the jumping, like jump through this hoop because you have to do this. And here's the big thing that he's saying for you. He's saying, Shadana, reevaluate what is a hoop to jump through that really matters and which ones can wait. It's kind of, a lot of things can make us feel like, well, this is the rule. This is the way we've always done it. So hurry up and do it like this.
Yes.
And that part right there, it's saying, you know, okay, what is it? Now, yeah, we have like tax deadlines or whatever else, right? Well, right. If you were to take a moment and just, okay, if you had to write it out, but this was coming from Michael. It's very interesting. I'm actually listening to this for myself too, because when I feel like that, I'm going, how, this is good information. I'm thinking, now he's saying, you want to reevaluate. Is that a hoop you really need to continue jumping through because you're so reliable and you want to be a reliable person. I understand that. I'm not saying be irresponsible, but there might be an assessment, like some things need to be reorganized. Maybe the things that are in the priority list need to be reshifted in a different order. I'm intrigued by this reading, actually, because I'm thinking, this is great information. I'm going to have to go back and listen so I can remember what he's saying, because I like what he's saying a lot. It's really, look at that. Like, how many hoops are you jumping through? Is this work? Is this things that you want to accomplish? Is this things that you feel like you should do?
Yeah.
It feels like it's everywhere.
That makes perfect sense. Because remember, last time we spoke, I was talking about buying a house, and I was, you know, like, I'm just going to, if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And just a couple of days ago, I just realized it's just not time for me right now. If I'm not going to be able to do it, you know, the best way I can and get what I really want, I don't want to settle, and it's not a priority for me to do that right now. I can always buy a house, so... The most important thing for me would be to, you know, get my finances in order, get where I want to be financially. I can always rent something else, and I can buy a house later. So I just did that this week. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It sounds like it's in a lot of areas. You just naturally are one of those people that people love and adore. This is a big one for you, Shadana, so hang on for a minute. People love and adore you because you're so reliable. You're such a great person. But then Shadana sometimes gets lost in the shuffle of what's really good for her and what she really wants to do. And because you don't want to disappoint.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's making me go there. And I'm like, this feels like I'm got her cornered and I don't want to do that. But that's because I don't want to do that to you.
True.
But
that's
he's
true,
saying she
all of my
needs to hear
are
this.
Based off somebody else.
Yeah. He's saying you needed to hear that.
I did.
Oh, I know. I'm
makes
like,
me wanna cry.
I've done it too. I you know, we want, of course we want to be liked and we want to be accepted. And, you know, when you don't feel like what's right for you is going to be accepted, that's the key component right there that you're working on within. And he wants you to, you know, lean on him with that, because he wants you to know that what you have inside of you is so worth the time and effort to listen to that. And, you know, the house thing, it could be that you just have, there might be another house that's going to be better, or even a different location. It's almost like things are still being worked and laid in motion for you. So don't worry about the timing on that, which it sounds like you did accept that, which is great.
Yeah.
But it's more of a laying out the best path for you. And honestly, do we really own anything down here? Not really. We can't take any of it with us.
No. And I'm so grateful for that message. And I needed to hear that. I was talking about moving away to reinvent myself, but I don't have to move away to do that. I can do that now, to just focus on me and stop making decisions based on everybody else.
Yeah. And you can kind of give it a gauge. I have to go quickly to break, but you know, when something comes up and to say yes causes more of a ugh within you, don't be so quick to say yes till you really know for sure what you want to do or not do. And, you don't want to keep adding to that stress log. You know, you don't want to keep adding to that pile. You want to get that one. You want to get that weight lifted off, so there's more room and more time for the things that keep getting buried under that you really want to do.
Yes,
okay. Absolutely. And I love that advice for myself and for anybody else out there that can relate to that. Thank you, Shadonna, for calling in.
Thank you.
It's good to talk to you. Wow, that was a great one. We are going to take a short break. We are talking about messages from the angels in our Angel Reading Power Hour. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We're taking a short break. We will be right back.
Better than you, and he'll agree. He says, hold my calls from behind those cold brick walls. Says, come here.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today, angel messages, intuitive readings. And we're going to move over to the email bag because I have a couple of questions that came in for the angels out of email. And the first one is from Beth. And she writes, I am going through a divorce with many complications caused by my ex. I wanted to know if the angels see that I am on my right current path to a positive resolution. Do the angels have anything specific to let me know? Thank you so much and God bless. Well, God bless to you too, Beth. And, you know, that's one of the biggest transitions in life ever is when you go through something big like that, you know, in a relationship change like that. One of the things that came through was a fiery energy that was coming through. And this was coming through from Michael. And then I also asked on your behalf to Archangel Raguel, which is a great angel to go to for harmony and conflict resolutions and things like this, legal matters, things like that. It's a very good angel to go to for that. Has a great sense of bringing harmony to a situation that has a lot of division. Because, yes, you are, you know, going through the divorce, but it also can have a harmonious solution to it. There's anything is possible with that. Immediately, Michael said, first of all, we want to redirect some of the energy that is exhausting you, Beth. There's an energy that's exhausting you in worrying about, you know, what he's going to do or what he's not going to do or what he has done, and understandable. But in order to shift the energy and the frequency for a positive resolution, we need to lift your frequency from within. And he's saying, focus on us being with you. He's talking about us as the angels being with you, and they are working on everyone's behalf. Ask them to work on your behalf for a peaceful solution, and then believe and put that focus into it is going to be just fine, and it's going to work out for the best for everyone. That is the affirmation that they're giving me to give you. that can sometimes feel very wear and tear when you're emotionally going through something. But I know that that is a big one for you that will help you in a huge way. The energy of worrying about what the next move might be or the shoe dropping kind of thing is draining your energy from your energy field. And it's kind of setting you up to be worn down. And, you know, we want to take care of you better than that so you don't get sick or, you know, worn out with your health that way. Not saying anything real serious is there, just saying that is going to wear you down. And then your energy frequency will be lower. And we attract to us what we are putting out. So we've got to get the energy up. So lean on those two angels, Raguel and Michael, and let them lift you into a positive mindset that this will be resolved. No matter what or who is saying whatever, believe and know that there is going to be an outcome to this that will be for everybody's best interests at heart. So that is what they're saying to you. And I wish you so much energy and love to support you as you're going through this process. It's a big one. Actually, everybody involved, including lawyers that are involved. We want to have, we want to send prayer for everybody involved so it can come to a peaceful resolution. I've done that with lots of things, and I have seen that it's worked. I have to be patient, and I have to know that I have to give them time to work it out. But I've got to keep, my job is to keep my energy up. And so I'm sharing that I have done that before and it does work. And to know that we may not be seeing everything, that there might be something else that would be better. And so let them work that out for you. Okay, now we're going to go to another one. This is another email. And this email is from Bettina. Yeah, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Looks like it's coming from overseas. So this one, oh, this one, I really felt that this was going right along with some of the other questions that I've been receiving a lot with the people feeling just isolated and alone. But this one says, Dear Dr. Jen, could you please ask the angels how to let go of victimhood? I'm struggling with the feelings of not being wanted by my friends because of my fears. Thank you so much. Wow. Okay. Victimhood. If that one is a very good question. It's an excellent question. It's right along with some of the things that are happening. We are purging a lot of issues that have to do with, you know, what somebody else or something else is doing to us. And we, you know, as humanity has gone through some tough times and it has been a lot of, you know, people attacking each other and all of that, we want to put the victimhood down. We don't want to always feel like it's happening to us. Now, that I see a lot actually with relationships that are ending as well. They feel like, okay, it's everything you're doing to me, where the only way to move away from victimhood, and I'm asking actually Raphael about this, because Raphael is such a wonderful healing angel, and he always brings in such a beautiful calm. When he comes and he puts his energy around me, it's just a slow down. You're going to be fine. Let's look at this with a clearer mindset. And then I see that it's not the way I thought it was. So with victimhood, if we believe that we are a victim or we believe that we're being rejected, then we're kind of putting that energy out to everybody else. It's like, this is what we are. And she's asking about that, which is huge. She's struggling with those feelings of not being wanted. This goes all the way down. And I have to bring it here, and here we go again. And Michael's just, you know, nudging in on this one. It goes all the way down to self-love. Because if we don't feel wanted, if we don't feel accepted, if we feel like everything's happening to us, it's more of an attack and a putting down because it's a lack of love. There is no love. And we can think that's has nothing to do with self-love. It has a lot to do with it. It really does, because if you are only going to attract in the energy you're putting out and you don't want to keep attracting, you know, rejection, then the first thing to do is it's kind of looking at it objectively. And I've worked with this on my own things too. And it really made a big difference when I started to say, okay, that isn't about what anybody's doing to me. That is how I am not putting enough of the love back into myself and investing in my own self, my soul being worth much more than that. And it's taking it away from what somebody else is doing or not doing, and it's bringing it right back again. Here we are in that year. It's bringing it right back to what we really need to be focusing on. And it's a self-love. It's working on self-love. It's not like, oh, okay, I love myself. I know that sounds so confusing to people that have come from put everything else first. But when we actually dive into being with who we are and we learn to love those parts of us that don't feel very loved or feel rejected, even the part of you that is the feeling like the victim or the hurt, rejected part, if we turn and be that best friend to our own self first, it will help to begin to shift that frequency and help you release that. And take that one step at a time. But that one came in from a few angels, really. I had it kind of came in as a group, and they really want to wrap support around you, and they want you to see yourself for the way they do, and that's something that's very much worthy of a lot of love. So the victimhood thing, I understand that a lot of people are feeling like that, and especially if you've been hurt by something, and when you're in a recovery or you're trying to get past something that was traumatic or hurt you and you don't want to feel hurt again, that one is coming up a lot right now because people are wanting to feel loved. They don't want to feel rejected. They don't want to feel like this is going to happen to them again. And our hearts are being forced open by all of the energy coming in, and it's opening our heart chakras. So the emotions are really coming out, even the dark ones like victimhood that need to be dealt with. So I'm so glad that Bettina wrote in with that question, because I feel like a lot of people will resonate with that. Actually, all the questions that have come in today. So thank you so much for all of that. Now, we are going to take another quick break. My gosh, this show moves faster and faster every week. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we will wrap this up with angel messages for everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And to wrap this show up, we've been delivering angel messages and what we're going through with this energy, this current energy here in February of 2016. And it's going to continue on through the year. Now, you know, I did say, and just to wrap this up quickly, I did say we were going through some upgrades. And so every part of your being, your physical body, you may go back and forth with that. You may feel like that. You may feel a lot of emotional overwhelm, but that's because the heart chakra is opening. It is. Some people are even feeling that physically in the middle of their chest, and there's nothing wrong with them medically, okay? I know. That's what I'm saying. They're feeling that energy. They just don't understand that. But if your heart is opening up, it's opening up a lot, and where you've been trying to keep it closed, think of it, if you're trying to hold a door shut and it's prying that door open to let light in and you're trying to keep it shut, that's where you're feeling the stress right there. That's just an analogy to help you understand what I'm saying here. The angels have never failed me. When I start to feel like that, I just ask them to help me to stop struggling so much. Just to help me let go and be okay with not knowing what's next. That's going to be a big challenge for everybody, I know. And if you have never experienced not knowing or you are an in-charge person, it could get interesting for you. I just know that you will be just like everybody else. You will figure it out. You will be fine. And you will realize that, wow, I was making life harder than it needed to be. I really can be happy and do the things I love and not feel overwhelmed. And so it's going to take some sorting out, some decluttering, and it's also going to take you being accepting of yourself when you're not being perfect at it. If you get frustrated, if you feel down, don't be beating up yourself. Give that self-love to you more than anything. Honestly, if you do that more than you've ever done in your life, you're going to find that that's going to really help you. Because when you have that within you, now you can give so much more to other people when it's time for that. But if you need to come inside, work that inner house of yours out a little bit more so it can be filled with more love and raise you up to a more positive level where you feel like you've got this, then do that. Absolutely do that. You're going to feel it go back and forth a little bit. It's a lot of energetic shifts that are coming through. And believing in yourself is going to be one of the biggest things that it will take you to. It's believing in yourself, believing that you're worthy, believing that even if you have no idea and it's something you really want to do, be clear about it. But whatever you do, don't back up and deny yourself that time and that love that you so want, that you want from somebody else. You're going to receive it when you give it to yourself. That's really the key to a lot of these questions that come in. And, you know, I want to say thank you to the angels for being with us today and delivering all of the different messages, because, you know, they've been working with me a lot. And I mean, with my own stuff personally, and then I share with you, and I honestly don't know from one day to the next what I'm going to do next week sometimes on a show, because I'm letting them show me versus I'm trying to run it and control it. And I found that that is just, it's like opening a gift, a surprise each day, and look at it that way. Look at it as a gift they're giving you, so we don't have to know everything every single second. And it also is going to help you go one step at a time versus trying to do all of it at the same time. And you're going to learn to trust. This is a big year for a lot of different perspectives on a lot of things. So just know one day at a time and ask them when you need a little pick-me-up or you need some encouragement, because they are definitely there. So please, if you want to join me Tuesday, February 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern, that's 5 p.m. I think on the Pacific. If you would like to join us in that live online class, that's free. It's free to register. It's free. We're going to be diving into the soul healthy relationships a little bit more and how we can attract that to ourselves. You know, soul healthy is very much an important part of your relationships in any type of relationship. So that's what we're doing on that one. We touched on that a little bit last week. I've got the links up on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And I look forward to being with you here again next week here on the Jen Royster Show. I want to say thank you to all the listeners. You guys are wonderful. If you ever have a question you want to send in for the show or for an angel reading, you can do that at any time for any show. That's at radio@jenroyster.com. I know that some people, that's a much better way for them if they can't call in live, so you can send in those questions. And with that, I wish you all much love and happiness as you walk your journey. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.